Next on the line at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. As Rich in Tucson, I apologize. I said Rick earlier, but it was Rick was our last caller. Now it's Rich in Tucson. Welcome to the broadcast.
Hey, good morning, guys. Rich in Tucson, and I got a quick question. In my spare bathroom that hardly gets any use, up at the top of my bath and shower combined shower surround, the drywall paper, which has been painted, that joint was caulked and everything and everything back when it was painted, but I'm getting some cracks that appear to be the paper backing on the drywall has cracked, horizontal cracks, and is peeling back a little bit. And I'm wondering if I can just take some Elmer's wood glue, put in there, and clean it off, and then press it down, and then clean it off, and put some blue painter's tape over it to hold it down, and then make sure I recaulk and then touch up paint. I'm just wondering. It's weird. I've never seen that before.
Rich, this horizontal, did you say horizontal or vertical crack?
No, they're horizontal cracks.
Horizontal crack,
they're just
okay.
Like parallel up from the interface between where the shower surround curves into the wall and where the drywall meets it.
And
they're horizontal cracks at that joint.
How old is the home?
It was built in March of, or late, November 99.
Okay. And this is a bathroom that's a guest bathroom that's not frequently used.
Yeah, that is correct.
Okay. Well, the fact that it's horizontal indicates to me it's probably not a structural stress. Is that crack the size of a pencil lead?
It's about a pencil lead.
Okay.
I'd say so, or even smaller width than that.
Okay. Well, and then, Rich, I would simply just scrape any of the loose paint away from that crack, get back to where you can get a good bond, and I would apply a silicone base paintable caulk in that crack and let it cure real well. And then just paint it. I wouldn't put any more effort into the repair except that. And then I would just watch it for a couple months and see if it just settled down and stopped. And at that point, then you might have to do a little drywall tape and mud to camouflage the repair and make it disappear. But for now, just peel away any loose paint, caulk it with a paintable silicone bathroom caulk, let it cure, put a layer of paint over it, and then just watch it for a little while. Rich, we'd like to wish you, all of us here at RosieOnTheHouse.com, the very merriest of Christmas seasons. Thanks for calling.
We had a texter on that last call with the clicking noise in the attic. He says it's the reindeer.
Well, of course it is. Why didn't I think of that?
Problem solved. Scratch that off the follow-up list.
They're in training right now.
Oh, man.
Well, I don't know that we'll have time. We've got about a minute and a half here left. So those
well, let
are
me just
hold.
Say this. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Stay on hold. We'll take your call during after the broadcast, but we probably don't have enough time to answer any of the questions that are pending.
I'll get you, Karen. Just hang on.
So if you've got a question between now and next week, you can reach us at the office. The number, the 888 number, 767-4348, gets forwarded back to the office. We'll be answering them Monday through Wednesday this week. We gave the office Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, a 4-day weekend for Christmas off. But we'll be available. And then if you do have an emergency, whether it's a plumbing or electrical are the most common that need immediate service, you can find a service contractor on our website, and if they have 24-hour service listed, many of them do, you'll see that there.
Take the worries, concerns, anxieties of 2020, stuff them in a box, duct tape the box closed, and go put it on the farthest, most remote shelf in your house and forget about it. Let's take these next couple weeks. Take a deep breath. Take a look around at all the things you've got to be grateful for. And start a gratitude journal. We've all got more than we can count. God bless you all. A very Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah season to you all.